to the
no, the Lions to the front team, the lead team.
Yeah.
That'd be the lead team, and the ones behind would be the wheel team. He'd be about close to the wheel of the wagon.
Did you ever, did y'all ever have any of those big animals, you know, they look like, kind of like cattle, had big, you know, you put a yoke over them most of the time.
Oxen?
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother used to have, I believe he had four yoke of them things. They call them steers. They're big old cattle and have a bull around here and a yoke on top of his neck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I seen them.
What were they like? Were they easy to handle or hard or what?
Some of them was. Some of them was hard. As slow as the dickens.
They were.
They sure was slow.
Yeah. What'd you say to your mules when you wanted them to turn right?
I done mine. I just said, gee.
And left?
Haul.
And when you,
whoa.
When you
get up.
Stop. Same thing. What about when you first got on your horse?
Huh?
What would you say to him when you wanted him to get started?
I just said, come up.
Never do that.
Yeah, he'd do that and start him. Or he'd keep him inside.
I'd get him going. And if he was cantering along, you really wanted to get him on the move?
Well, you'd have to, according to how he was. If he was high-speeded, he'd go ahead on the move, but wouldn't you'd have to have your little switch and make him get along faster.
What'd you have if you were in a buggy?
Had a buggy whip.
Now, when you when you're getting a horse in the buggy, you back him in between the
you can back him in between what they call the shaz. Either you can raise the shaz up and let him down, up and down his side.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to him? Anything?
No, just let him stand in and hitch him up. You know, he has what they call a single tree back here. You hitch your tugs to.
Yeah.
And a strap will fetch you around your shaz, what they call a shaz through.
Yes, sir.
Put your lines through there, go on back and get in your buggy and take off.
Yes, sir. Would you break up ground fine with? You break up ground real fine with a...
Well, they didn't break up ground too fine, and they had a section horror. You know, they'd ply it up, and then they'd take that what they call section hard and run over the back of the forest until they got it like they wanted to plant.
Was that same thing as a spring tooth hare?
Yeah, only it's just a smaller outfit than a spring tooth hare.
Yeah. I'll be. Well, look, I know I've been dragging on a little bit. We done got about 2 hours. Could I talk with you again? Would you be able to talk with me tomorrow? I sure would appreciate it. I'm getting a great interview. This is wonderful.
I don't know whether I'll be around here tomorrow. I may be going somewhere tomorrow.
Could I talk? Would late this afternoon be okay? Would you be able to? I was going over to Stuttgart to talk with Mr. over there. He's an old prairie farmer. I would love to talk with you again. I'm staying in Pine Bluff, and this is wonderful. I'm getting a lot of great...
Well, I didn't give you about all the information I could give you.
Well, I wanted to ask you about animals in the area and about and other sort of things and you know, names, other names you had for things, and just get more history of if you...
There are no animals right here to talk about.
Yeah.
We don't talk about cattle and mules
not
and hogs.
Not anymore. Well, wild animals and the way... I want to get the history of the community the way it was years ago.
Oh, well, years ago there was deer, bear, and they tell me now before I come here.
Bear?
Yeah. Deer, bear, turkey.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Now that's before I was hatched, I guess, when I left.